Here we go with a brand new episode of Fat to Fit or Else. And let's start off with fire news. Well, there's no more fires, thank God, but we're still recovering from the ones that happened in January. And I have to tell you, I saw a post from Mayor Dumbass, and it flipped me out. It literally flipped me out. That woman is an idiot. She is an absolute buffoon. Like, how she got to be mayor, I have no idea. I didn't vote for her, but I know this. She made a post about a lot that got cleaned up that they had taken out, and she was standing on this lot filming with her dumb smiley ass. And by the way, she smiles, she laughs like a retard and smiles like a retard. And I know that's insulting to mentally handicapped people, but it's like she's slow or something, because when you see mentally handicapped people, they're always happy. She's unnecessarily happy at all times, as if she's mentally challenged. And it's not even a joke. It's a real observation. The woman is a buffoon. And she's standing on a lot, laughing and smiling and saying how great they're doing and how far ahead they are of cleanup. You can count on two hands the number of houses that have been cleaned up so far in the Palisades. There's 5,000, almost 400 homes still to go, homes and buildings still to go. It's months and months and months and months and months before we're even through what they call phase two. Phase one, they've already done, where they go through and get propane tanks and super bad stuff out of the fire. They've done that. They did that at my house already. They've done that everywhere. That's the state only can do that, or the city, whatever the hell it is. But they've done that. They are not months ahead. They are months behind. The fact that we couldn't get to our houses for 3 weeks. And when I saw that, I just attacked her. I'm told you guys, I'm now unable to hold back on stupid. And I really just am going online. And when I see someone say something stupid or be stupid, I'm pretty rarely will hold my tongue. I'm as neutral as I can be politically on my Facebook's linked to my Instagram, and my Instagram for Fat to Fit or Else. And then I stay completely out of anything political with the Instagram for God Wants to Talk to You. But on my X account, which is my personal account, and review, I let it fly. Let it fly, let it fly, let it fly. And I've been more so letting it fly on Instagram because people have really been pissing me off. So that's where we are. But the mayor is an idiot. We are not ahead of schedule. This could have been, if not prevented, I mean, I understand the Santa Ana's are brush fire winds and we get those every year and there's always brush fires. It could have been definitely a lot better. Shouldn't have lost my entire city. You fucking dumb shit, dumbass, cackling retard. We should not have lost my city, my whole city. And that is just bullshit. So I'm really fired up at her right now. She is a buffoon and needs to be removed from office. And then also in the fire news, I am going to this weekend. I'm taking Friday off of work, a vacation day. It's a mental health day, bro. I got to just chill. I'm really stressed out. So I'm probably going to stay home on Friday. Then Saturday, I will spend the entire day at my house just digging. I'm going to buy some new gear and get out there and just dig in the Palisades and see what I can find before we get the cleanup going at my house. And that's another thing too, the cleanups, if you're using a contractor, way more red tape. If you're using the city state, it's just a money grab. They're going to come in and do it quick, but then they're going to come back and maximally F you with a big charge against your insurance. And it's not right. It is not right the way this crap is going down. So that's where we are. I know my wife had a bad day today. I didn't see her this weekend, which was really nice for me, because I'm telling you, she is stressed the F out. I am stressed the F out. Our daughter's, everyone who's going through this is stressed out right now, has like some shit going on and doesn't want to put up with it. You get three people who are going through it together, and it's a snippy situation that is not been fun to deal with. It's kind of nice being away and being off and just dealing with my parents, which is all I'm dealing with now. Let me tell you, that'll put you over the edge as it is. Oh, man. I could go on, but I won't. Oh, boy. Yeah, so that's where what I'm dealing with. Yeah. There was another good story. A lady named, I think, Karen Matzey. Her name was Karen, white trash biatch, arrested for looting in the Palisades, and they had her on tape wearing a Palisades Strong shirt. So she figured she went up there and acted like a local and had on a Palisades Strong shirt that she could just walk around and loot off of people's lots, and that's what she was doing. The police went when they were called. They were like, someone's over there going through stuff. They got there and she was already gone, but someone was smart enough to like get a picture of her car. I think they got her license number, and they went to her home and found she had a ton of really nice antiques she had looted from burned out and partially burned out houses in the Palisades. So that shit is still going on too, which is another thing that's just ridiculous that we're dealing with that crap still. I know I told you guys I like to stay away from politics, but something big happened this weekend. There is a guy, he's a super right winger, but he's got a radio show or podcast that I listen to all the time. I really like it. His name's Dan Bongino. Bongino, here's what I like about the guy. If you like his politics or not, I like that the guy was a New York City cop and then turned into a Secret Service agent for Obama. He was one of Obama's top detail guys. He also worked with Bush, and he worked with three presidents in the Secret Service. He was a really high-level dude. And that's what I like about him. He's got inside stuff, and he always has really good takes on a lot of political stuff. And he has now, looks like the podcast is over because they have just named him deputy director of the FBI, which is weird because he's a Secret Service dude, but they're moving him into the FBI. So he'll be under Kash Patel as the deputy director. And I really like that dude. I like that show a lot. I like his takes. It's really good. So hopefully that will be good. That show's gone. There's no way he's going to be able to do his podcast. And he's a guy like me that drops F-bombs and rants and calls people names and says, okay, he can't do that shit as deputy director of the FBI. So that show is going to have to go on hiatus, and we'll see. He also has a radio show locally in Los Angeles. It's on the KABC. And what I like about his podcast is live every day, and it's 1 hour. And in that 1 hour, he does a 3-hour radio show, because then he does the same content over 3 hours on the radio, because I don't know if you're aware, radio is dog shit and has 18 minutes of freaking commercials an hour. And it takes literally, you get about somewhere about 20 minutes an hour of actual show content on a radio station, on a talk radio station. And literally 20 to 22 minutes is all you're going to get. You're going to get another 20 minutes of commercials, 18 to 20. And then you're going to get traffic and this and that and all the other crap. And it really is hard to listen to. That's why I love that show. His podcast has commercials in it, but it's 1 hour and he gets through a crap load of content. But not anymore. That's gone. He's now a deputy director of the FBI. So that'll be interesting to see how it goes. I hope it goes well for him because I like the guy. And then what else do I have going on? I got bamboozled by my priest this weekend. They sent us a thing. I've told you guys our church burned to the ground with my entire city, and we've been the traveling circus show, and other churches have offered us a place to stay, but for whatever reason, our priest liked the traveling road show, and we're going to a different church every single weekend, and then they put out an email this week saying, hey, we're at the Anaheim Convention Center this weekend. Come see us. So I'm like, all right, cool, and there was a Catholic education convention that went on for 3 days there. And then at the end, they were going to close it out. And the mass was done by the Archbishop of Los Angeles, Catholic Archbishop. He was presided over the mass. And I went, and there were like 10 bishops there, probably 45 to 50 priests, probably about 2,000 people. And the mass was about 2 hours because it was done in three languages. English, Spanish, and one I did not know. It was a Asian language, and I don't know if it was Korean, Chinese, Japanese. I don't know what it was, but it was an Asian language. That's all I know, because they would put up the words, and you could read along. It was really good mass. It was nice, but I did not expect a 2-hour mass. And then at the end, there was like a big thank you fest from the lady that put the convention on. And I'm like, yeah, I got to go. I've been here 2 hours. I got to go home. I have to leave. So I left. It's bad me. I'm bad. But that was my big, thing all weekend. That and walking my dog. I had a great, great weekend of walking. Got in tons of steps. Went for really long walks with my dog. 2 a day Saturday. 2 today on Sunday. And he's now asleep behind me in his bed. And that means as soon as I get done doing the podcast, that MF'er is going to wake up and want to play because he has been knocked out here for a while. And I took a while getting ready tonight for the two podcasts. And to be honest with you, I did not find a ton of stories to talk about. I know I saw in the sports that Luka Doncic finally had a really good game as a Laker the first time. It's his fourth game. That was cool. And he set some crazy record being like the first guy to get to whatever the stat was before 26 years of age. That guy is only 25 years old, and he is pretty phenomenal. And they beat the Denver Nuggets, who are really, really good. And I like Denver. Don't get me wrong. I roll out of Denver. I loved going to Denver, doing stuff in Denver. It was a great place. So I really like the people of Denver. And they got a great basketball team right now. The Denver Nuggets have been really good now for a few years, and the Lakers beat them. It's like they got caught with their pants down or something. I don't know how you lose to 40-year-old LeBron. Oh, well, maybe because they got Luka, who's a freaking dynamo. Ah, boy, my smartwatch, too. Here is the thing that is fun. I've introduced my parents to Amazon because I have an Amazon Prime account, and I order stuff. So I've told them, hey, if you need anything, let me know. So they ask for things. And then I don't know what it is about old people. Well, not my mom, my dad. They obsess with the mail, like obsess with the mail. And then, and I get to it to some degree too, but I'm also getting old. And so I order it and I go, all right, says it'll be here tomorrow. And I've never had a problem with Amazon ever, never had a problem with Amazon. Amazon says it's going to be there. And all of a sudden, as I get here into Downey, I'm getting a lot of my Amazon packages are being dumped off to the post office. The U.S. post office sucks giant donkey balls. They're terrible. They're awful. And twice already I've had a package that said it would be here tomorrow that doesn't show up. And then one, the U.S. Post Office said they delivered, and it said it was delivered. And I was like, that package, I ended up having to get a refund because the package was never delivered to my house. And then it was crazy as I got a refund and then reordered the thing because I still wanted the item, and I got it. And that was the stupid ass freaking post office. And then today I had three that were coming. One was for me. Well, one was for Ice. Ice got a new vest. It's very fancy. It says service dog on it, which makes me laugh. And it also says do not pet on it. But I put the service dog one on there and just so I could laugh at it because he's the furthest thing in the world from a service dog. But he loves wearing his harness vest. And it's a really good harness. And he's very big and very strong. So we need that. But I had a great weekend with Ice. Ice was so happy. I was home all weekend and just playing with him. He was stoked. And that was... So all I'm going to do on Friday, I'm going to literally walk my dog and hang out with my dog on Friday, and it will be the best day off ever because I'm going to not talk to my wife or my daughter or hang out with him, and I'm going to knock on wood, hopefully sleep until about 7. Man, so I'll have a 4-day work week this week, which is awesome for me. I'm fired up on that. A 4-day work week is freaking sweet. Ah, boy, I also have to get... dog food. Maybe I'll do that on Friday as well. The Costco here in Norwalk, which is the one closest to my house, is fucking nuts. Like I don't go to the one, and the one in Marina Del Rey is nuts, but I go there and it's busy and it's not a problem. This one, you'll go to this one in Norwalk and literally there won't be parking, like not a single spot. You'll drive around for 20 minutes till someone leaves. It's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So I may have to go back to Alhambra. I love Alhambra, by the way. I'm telling you guys, the gym I went to when I was going to work out at Planet Fitness, I went to the one, and I really started loving Alhambra. It was the closest one from my work, still 5-6 miles away, but I would drive down and I would go there, and I just liked that city. And it's really cool. And they have the Costco there, and I liked that a lot. I was doing that before I would come home sometimes too, and it was pretty badass. I did like that a lot. Get into the it's weird how some of these Costcos, and it's not like the one doesn't have a parking in Norwalk. It's just effing insanely crowded. It's insanely crowded. And then you go into the store and you're like, dude, I can smell the person next to me's armpit because, well, it's in my face. It's the most overcrowded Costco that there is. I've never seen anything like it. I haven't been in that thing since I was in like high school. When I was in high school, my best friend worked there. And we would go once in a while over there and hang out with our buddy or go to lunch. That's when you could still buy the hot dog and stuff without the Costco membership. You could go up to the, remember that? You could just walk up to the window and order food. You didn't have to have your card. Now you got to order with your card first and then through the little machine. That's some BS right there. Friday, by the way, I did get it on Friday. I told you guys I was going to get Chickie's Lunch a Bunch Buffet on, and I did. I had no F's to give. I was mad at my work, and I took a really long lunch, like over an hour lunch. We only get a half hour. And I went there with my son and had Shakey's buffet, and it was everything I dreamt it would be. It was really good, and I did what I told you guys I was going to do, the Mojos with the gravy, even though in their salad bar at this one, they didn't have cheese. I went to the one, by the way, in Alhambra. That was the Shakey's I went to. I have two near my work. I have one right in the heart of East Los over on Cesar Chavez, right next to the 5 freeway, literally. And that one's pretty ghetto fab. And then the one in Alhambra is a lot nicer. And that's the one I chose to go to with my son. And it was freaking awesome. It was cool to hang out with him. He's up for a big movie. We got to wish him luck. I got to send him good vibes. Send good mojo vibes to the boy. He's up for a movie part. And then he'll move away for 3 months out of the country if he gets it to go film. Oh, God. I am so, like, tired. I also discovered something about myself today. I'm a bit of an a-hole, and I'm getting too old to do the shit that I do. Like, I have this no F's to give, and, like, if I had to fight somebody, I fight somebody. And I'm too old for that. I can't be fighting people anymore. I'm not what I used to be. But I still have the attitude that I've always had and the go F yourself attitude that I've always had. And today I told a whole, like, baseball team of people at the park to go fuck themselves, and I had no F's to give, and then I laughed at them, and then I mocked them, and then I started clowning them. I don't know what is wrong with me. I'll tell you the story. I was walking ice this morning, and when we got done, we were going across the park, and then we got to an angle, and there was some people over there with another dog, and I was like, all right, I'll just go back across the park, and there are two baseball fields at this park, and both of them had baseball games going on. So I was like, all right, and I want to go back the other way. So I cut across the middle of the park, but I'm literally the middle of the park, like way. I'm probably 15 to 20 yards past any of the outfielders walking diagonally across so that I don't. And I'm going out of my way to not try to interfere with this thing. And I don't know what it is about. If you play softball, you're a douchebag. If you're aware of that or not, you're like a person trying to relive their glory days of being on a fast pitch baseball team. It's just true. Look in the mirror. It's true. I'm telling you the truth right now. If you play softball, you're a douchebag. So, but I'm not being disrespectful. I'm cutting through and I'm doing my thing. And some guy, one of the teams got their third out and they're changing and they're getting the batters coming up. And someone starts yelling at me, get the fuck out of the field. And I said, you couldn't hit the ball this far if your life depended on it. I yelled at him. And somebody, then other people started laughing. And then the guy said something to me, and I'm like, fuck you, Aaron Judge. It's, what is wrong with me? Granted, I have stuff on me at all times. It would have been bad. I don't care how many of them would have confronted me. Shit would have went bad for them. It would have been really, really nasty. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I have a false sense of security because I'm always armed to some degree. Always, 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 especially here in townie when I'm walking my dog. And I grew up here. I know what this neighborhood's like. I've seen some crazy shit over here. So I'm ready at all times. But I really should calm my, I really need to just let shit go. And I don't know why I can't. Maybe it's the fire and I'm more agitated than normal and I was pissed at my work for the last couple weeks. And maybe I'm just like, I need this vacation day badly. I got to chill. I really got to mellow out because I don't want to be, fighting. It's not my, there's people that like to fight and I don't. And there's people that want to go out of their way to get in fights. I don't. I've never been that guy. I'm not one to like run away from one, but I just, it depends on how big of an asshole you are. I will consider myself the tool of karma and I will punch you in your face, but it's just weird. I got to stop this. I'm getting old. I got to just be able to laugh shit off and walk away. I don't know what's wrong with me. I seriously don't know. Oh my God. By the way, the Spyra people are awesome, except for Mean Spyra Lady is false advertising to me. I was in that showroom last week and I was walking around and I found a couple of pairs of shoes. I'm like, this pair is badass. I'm like, I didn't even know you had these. And she was like, oh yeah, we don't. That was like a sample we made that we didn't get that up there. You should have not seen that. I'm glad I didn't film that shoe that I'm talking about. I didn't film that one. It was a badass like boot that they had. And she was like, yeah, we don't have that. That was a sample that we didn't make. You should have seen that. And I'm like, well, it was in the showroom. And she's like, yeah, you weren't supposed to be in there. I'm like, I was waiting on you, mean lady, mean Spyra lady. So anyhow, they are still cool. Love me, the Spyra people. You can get your Spyras on the website, spyra.com. Use Fit10 at checkout. Get 10% discount. That is what we get for Fat to Fit or Else. Also, there is a potential of some commercials coming up like before the podcast here in the near future. I will tell you, I signed a deal. There's enough traffic on here now that like you have to establish your traffic and then hold it for a certain amount of time. And this podcast does that. So they hit me up about advertising and I don't want to sell advertising and I don't want to do commercials and stuff. I'm just cool. If they put it in, they put it in. It won't be me doing that. So if you do hear one, it won't be me. But I don't know. They might do it. They might not. But I just gave them permission to do it. And then they have to give me money if they do. And I don't think it's much, but it's something. So right now, all funds are greatly appreciated as I head into fire recovery mode moving ahead. And it's crazy, man. But got to do what you got to do. I'm going to get out of here now because it is got a good show done. We'll get back on Friday on my day off. I will still do the bonus pod. I'll do it on Thursday night. Hopefully I don't have to work. Well, I'm not working. I don't have to say hopefully. I can tell you I'm not working overtime this week. That will not happen. So that's where we are. You guys have a great week, and I will talk to you again on Friday. So till then, say ya.